Hello, everybody. Welcome to the 14th, you upcount it, 14th episode of Collegeville Conversation. I'm your host, Jason Phelan. Now, over the weekend, we've had a couple of great NFL games resulting in the NFL playoff picture being finished. We got a lot to talk about, so let's get talking. All right, so last Sunday marked week 17 of the NFL season, also the final week of the season, and now the playoff picture is set. Starting with the AFC, with the one seed is the Kansas City Chiefs, as predicted. They're also the favorite to repeat to win the Super Bowl again, which I think that will most likely occur. Coming out of the AFC East with the two seed is the Buffalo Bills, also with the receiving yards leader Stephon Diggs and also Josh Allen, who I thought was going to be an MVP candidate this season. He still did have a great season this year. And also coming out of the AFC North, number three at three seed, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who for most of the season were undefeated, going 11-0 and then losing eventually. But I think they still have a good shot in the playoffs. Now, the last division leader in the AFC is at the four seed, the Tennessee Titans, coming out of the AFC South. Derrick Henry just reached over 2,000 yards for the season, which is very remarkable. One of the few players of the league to do that. And now going into the wild cards for the AFC. Coming into at the five seed, we have the Baltimore Ravens. Many people thought last year the Ravens were going to be contending for the Super Bowl, but they had a huge playoff disappointment last year. Let's see if they can rewrite the script this time around. Now, for the first time in 18 years since 2002, coming in at number six at the sixth seed, we have the Cleveland Browns for the first time in 18 years. I think it's a great, great feel-good story that the Cleveland Browns made the playoffs. It's a great story to kick off 2021. But I honestly think the Browns are a sleeper going into the playoffs. Hopefully Baker Mayfield can perform at a high level in the playoffs. And hopefully Nick Chubb can keep it going as well. Now, coming in at number seven in the wild card, we have the Indianapolis Colts. It was speculated that if the Colts did not make the playoffs, that Philip Rivers, their quarterback, was going to retire. But obviously that's not the case. It's great to have them in the playoffs as well. They deserve to be in there. And also Jonathan Taylor is just, he's a beast, you know. Now, moving over to the NFC, with the one seed in the division winners, with the one seed, we have the Green Bay Packers. I think the Green Bay Packers are going to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. I think Aaron Rodgers is also going to win the MVP. Him and Davante Adams had remarkable seasons this year. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be the MVP this season. You could also argue Davante Adams could be in the conversation as well. But, you know, I think that the Packers are going to go very far in the playoffs and represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. At the two seed in the NFC, we have the New Orleans Saints. Many are speculating that this season can be the final season of Drew Brees' career. He has been coming off an injury, 11 broken ribs, and a fractured lung. It's going to be interesting to see how far they can go, especially with the hot streak that Alvin Kamara is on, their running back. Now, at the three seed, we have the Seattle Seahawks. Russell Wilson, as always, had a great season this year. Him and Tyler Lockett are a great connection, great wide receiver QB duo. Let's see how far they can go. Now, coming in at the four seed, coming out of the NFC East, we have the Washington Football Team. Now, we all heard the rumors, the speculation that happened in the week 17 game against the Eagles about them getting into the playoffs. the implications of this NFC East this year were very, very, very tight, to say the least. If Washington lost the game, then the New York Giants would have won. The New York Giants would have been in the playoffs and won the division because the Giants beat the Cowboys. And if the Dallas Cowboys beat the Giants, then the Cowboys would be in position to make the playoffs had the Washington football team lost to the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, the controversy between the Week 17 game between the Eagles and the football team is that Eagles head coach Doug Peterson took Eagles young QB Jalen Hurts out of the game for Nate Sudfeld, their third string quarterback. You know, a lot of Giants fans and the Giants players, they were on Twitter voicing their opinions about the Eagles potentially tanking on purpose for a higher draft pick, going from the 9th pick all the way to the 6th pick. Now, my take on this is the game meant nothing to the Eagles. The Eagles did not owe the Giants anything. The Eagles, they needed that number 6 pick in order to potentially get a better player and build for the future better. Because this team, this Eagles team, needs to be reconstructed. But we'll come back to that later. Coming in at number 5 at the 5 seed, we have in the wild card, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, before the season, the Buccaneers, they were the Super Bowl favorite in the NFC, with just getting the greatest quarterback of all time, Tom Brady, an offense consisting of Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and even some insurance at running back with Leonard Fournette, and even Brady getting Rob Gronkowski out of retirement for that that connection that they have. You know, they've won a handful of Super Bowls together. But it's going to be interesting to see what the Buccaneers do in the playoffs, per se, considering they were the favorite to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl, maybe even win the Super Bowl. Now, at the 6th seed, we have the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams are a pretty interesting case. It's going to be very interesting to see what Jared Goff can do in the playoffs. He has been successful in the playoffs before, I would say, bringing the Rams to a Super Bowl before, but then again, only scoring 3 points in that Super Bowl against the Patriots in Super Bowl 53. Coming in at the 7th seed, we have the Chicago Bears just sneaking into the playoffs. It's going to be very interesting to see what the Bears do, too, considering that they are more than likely going to be starting Mitchell Trubisky at quarterback. But also, it's going to be interesting to see what they do in the offseason if they do not make it far in the playoffs. Is Allen Robinson going to leave? I think he will. Okay. And now for the matchups of the playoffs. These matchups are very, very interesting, I would say. So, with Wild Card Weekend, we're starting with that. Coming in with the number 2 seed and the number 7 seed, we have the Bills at the 2 seed and the Colts at the 7 seed. I think that the Bills will take this game, but with the duo of Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs, the Bills have been pretty solid all year, obviously, posting a 13-3 record. But so have the Colts, I would say, posting an 11-3 record. But I think that the Bills are stronger at QB. I'd say they're stronger at wide receiver. But I think the Colts have the Bills beat at running back with Jonathan Taylor. But that game's going to be pretty interesting. But I would like to see the Colts win. I would like to see Phillip Rivers give it one last great deep playoff run before he potentially retires. Phillip Rivers, you know, he has the stats. He's definitely a Hall of Famer, but the only thing he's missing is that championship ring, and I don't know how he couldn't get one in San Diego. considering that he was surrounded with the talent of LaDainian Tomlinson, Antonio Gates, and even many, many more later on in his career with the Chargers with Keenan Allen. But yeah, I would like to see Philip Rivers go deep in what could be his final season. Now, that's in the AFC. And in the NFC, one of the matchups we have is in the 3 seed, we have the Seattle Seahawks. And in the 6 seed, we have the Los Angeles Rams. The Seahawks, they obviously have the Rams beat at quarterback with Russell Wilson over Jared Goff. You can also argue that they also beat them with wide receivers, with Tyler Lockett, who's always been a solid, consistent wide receiver. But I think that in the end, the Seahawks do take this game, but I would not be surprised if the Rams upset them, considering the fact that many people did not predict the Rams would really get this far, I don't think. The Rams posted a 10-6 record, while the Seahawks posted a 12-4 record. But I think that the Seahawks do take this one. Now, still in the NFC, we have the Washington football team with the 4 seed, hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with the 5 seed. I think the Buccaneers definitely win this game handily. You know, Tom Brady is definitely, he's obviously better than Alex Smith, posting over 40 passing touchdowns this season. And obviously the Buccaneers have been beat at wide receiver too, with, as mentioned before, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. But, you know, the story of Alex Smith this year, he's definitely, in my opinion, going to win Comeback Player of the Year. But just like, you know, just for the story-wise, I would like to see Alex Smith go deep in the playoffs, but sadly I do not see it happening going past this game. I think the Buccaneers take this game. Now, in another game in the AFC, we have at the 4 seed, the Tennessee Titans going up against the 5 seed, the Baltimore Ravens. This game is pretty evenly matched record-wise. They both have 11-5 records. I think that the Titans are going to put the ball on the ground more than the Ravens have, considering the fact that they have Derrick Henry, who's one of the best running backs in the league, and Ryan Tannehill is a pretty solid QB as well, you know. But hopefully the Ravens don't fold this year like they did last year, you know. And this is a rematch of last year as well. And hopefully I can't see the Ravens folding this year, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did. But honestly, I'm going to go with the Titans for this game, you know. I think that they're going to run all over the Ravens, and like last year, the Ravens are not going to be able to stop them. Now, in the NFC, we have the number 2 seeded New Orleans Saints and the number 7 seeded Chicago Bears. I think the Saints, they definitely crush the Bears in this game. The Bears just somehow managed to sneak into the playoffs. With an 8-8 record, the Saints have a 12-4 record. I think definitely Drew Brees wants to give it a great playoff run, considering if this is his final season. I don't think the Bears are going to be able to stop Alvin Kamara or Michael Thomas, but we'll definitely have to see. But I think that the Saints have this one in the bag. But, you know, crazier things have happened. But I think that the Saints have this one. I don't think that the Bears do not match up with them talent-wise that well. Now, this ought to be a great game in the AFC. We have the number 3-seeded Pittsburgh Steelers against the number 6-seeded Cleveland Browns. This is a rivalry that goes back so many decades to the formation of these two franchises. This is one of the games where you wish that fans were at this game, and you wish fans were at every single game, but this is one game that you have to be really, really excited about. Steelers and Browns, it doesn't get better than that. I think the Browns upset the Steelers in this game, and it's going to be wild if they do. Obviously, the last game of the season, when the Browns and Steelers played each other. Big Ben did not play. They had Mason Rudolph in his place to start because obviously the game did not really mean anything to him. But it's going to be interesting to see the matchup, the QB matchup, Baker Mayfield, Ben Roethlisberger, going up the wide receivers of the Browns, Jarvis Landry, of course, and going up against the Steelers wide receivers of Chase Claypool and Juju Smith-Schuster. Obviously, now Juju knows better than to not dance on any logos, but, you know, I can't get over this game. You know, it's gonna be so good. I love to see the Browns in the playoffs, considering all the failure, the torment that they've been through, that the fans have been through. But yeah, honestly, I see the Browns upsetting the Steelers in this game, and it's gonna be a sight to see if they do. The Browns have posted an 11-5 record. The Steelers have posted a 12-4 record. So it's gonna be. That's going to be a wild one, and I wish fans were at this game. I wish fans were at every game still, just like everybody else does, but this is just one game that Browns fans deserve to be at in full capacity. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about the Week 17 controversy of the Philadelphia Eagles-Washington football team game, along with what the Eagles should do in the offseason. Now, a word from our sponsors. Now, going back to the Week 17 game between the Washington football team and the Philadelphia Eagles, there's a lot of controversy coming from that game, where people are accusing Doug Peterson, the head coach, of allegedly throwing the game on purpose by pulling Jalen Hurts and putting in Nate Sudfeld. Now, this has been seen as a move for the Eagles to lose on purpose so that they can go from the 9th pick in the draft all the way 3 spots to the 6th pick in the draft. Miles Sanders, the Eagles running back, he has said that no players on the Eagles liked the switch at all, and none of them knew that they were going to be tanking this game. But this decision has come with scrutiny across all sports media, and like I said before, Giants fans and their players even on Twitter, like wide receiver Golden Tate has been saying that the Eagles have been lacking integrity by losing that game on purpose. Fans are obviously split on the viewpoints. Some are saying that it was the right thing to do to tank this game away. Others are saying that they should have won anyway for pride. Like Eagles safety, Kevon Wallace said that you play to win the game. You know, you should not just outright tank like that, especially on national television. You know, and now to add more to that, Carson Wentz has been apparently requesting a trade, and they said that he will help orchestrate that trade, and his preferred destination, I've heard, is the Indianapolis Colts to be reunited with former Eagles offensive coordinator Frank Reich, where under him, Wentz was at his best before he got injured in the 2017 season. So I could see why he would want to be traded there, especially considering the fact that the Eagles have shown that they're not really all that committed to him, I would say, when they drafted Jalen Hurts. Obviously, Jalen Hurts has been doing a heck of a job, in my opinion, as quarterback of the Eagles. He's definitely provided a spark plug into this offense. I think the Eagles are going to go with him going forward, but I would have liked to have seen Wentz and Hurts battle it out for the starting spot in training camp. But it's going to be interesting to see. Now, obviously, the Eagles now have the number 6 pick in the draft. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do with that. I think that if Micah Parsons is still up there, which I don't think he will be by the time the Eagles pick at number 6, the Eagles should take him to address a need at linebacker. One of their linebackers, Alex Singleton, he's emerged as a pretty good linebacker. I think he's going to be a starter next year. He's definitely still going to be on this team. He's pretty solid. I think he did a great job these past couple of games. I think he's going to continue to get better, hopefully. But I think that the Eagles should go with, if Micah Parsons is not there, the Eagles should go with either one of Ja'Marr Chase out of LSU, wide receiver, or just now, he just won the Heisman, Devonta Smith, wide receiver out of Alabama. You know, first wide receiver to win a Heisman since Desmond Howard in 1991. But I don't think there's really any way that they can fail with this pick. You know, they shouldn't overthink it. Like they have in the past, they just can't. They should not really overthink it. Just go for the best available. And I think that those two are going to be the best available by the time that they pick. You know, it's been frustrating, their draft choices, you know, in recent years, picking J.J. Arcega-Whiteside over DK Metcalf. And, you know, with Jalen Reagor, I'm going to give him some time. I don't think that he's been really targeted that much to give a very broad opinion on him, I would say. I think that Reagor does have the stuff to be good still. You know, he's just a rookie. He's 22 years old. I think he's going to develop. I kind of like where the Eagles are offensively, I guess, a little bit. I wouldn't be mad if they had Jalen Hurts at quarterback, Miles Sanders at running back, who Miles Sanders just made his first Pro Bowl, so congratulations to him. Very well deserved. He had a great season this year. Yeah, Miles Sanders at running back, Dallas Goedert at tight end, and Jalen Reagor in one of the wide receiver spots. But it would be very, very nice and very sweet to have one of Ja'Marr Chase or Devonta Smith in that wide receiver spot. But if we can get Micah Parsons from Penn State at number 6, you have to go for that. He's a very talented linebacker, and I think he's going to be great on any team he plays for. But, you know, with the Eagles getting younger, it's going to be sad to see players like Jason Kelsey and Zach Ertz go. Zach Ertz gave a very tearful press conference at the end of the game in Week 17. But, you know, those guys, they're Super Bowl heroes from the Super Bowl year. I think it's wrong to write Carson Wentz off after one bad year. But, you know, it just is what it is. But I think that the Eagles should have, you know, waited a little bit, especially after paying him that much money to give up on him. But, you know, hopefully Jalen Hurts can continue his success. Hopefully these young guys can still develop on the track that they are. And on top of that, defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz is stepping down from the defensive coordinator job for the Eagles. It's been said that this is the first of many coaching changes that the Eagles are going to have, which I think is very much needed. The offense has been pretty stagnant ever since Frank Reich left to be the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. And it's just a lot of change is needed. It's not going to be fixed with one person, obviously. But it's always going to be fly, Eagles, fly, go Birds. You know? Hopefully the Eagles can make the right choice at number 6 in the draft. And we'll see how they handle the offseason. Go Birds. Thank you for listening to this episode of Collegeville Conversation. Whenever there is sports news, it will be discussed. As always, I'm your host, Jason Phelan. Thank you for listening, and have a great week.